Okay.
So today we want to continue a message that we began in Mark 3:16. And we began a series, it's been quite a while since we've had a few different things that have come up with the question and answer period. And then last week I had a message that went into the afternoon service. And so we started, though, a new series that we're calling Turn to 3:16, Please. And so we've decided to go through the 3:16s in the New Testament, just kind of as a cross-sampling of the New Testament in different contexts. And I think it's kind of helpful to see just how many important 3:16s there are, because many, when you say 3:16, they think of one particular verse in John 3:16. And that's a very good verse, and we'll be there, Lord willing, in a couple weeks. But as we move through the New Testament and we look at the 3:16s and the surrounding context, we'll find that there's a lot of great 3:16s. And so a couple weeks ago, we looked at, maybe it was 3 weeks ago, we looked at Mark 3:16, and we ended up expanding out the context. And I wanted to finish up that message. And so there was a couple things that I intended to do and that I worked on. And so this isn't Christian life material, but these are things that are interesting. And it's interesting when you think about the apostles. And when we look at the apostles to Israel, and then as we get past the transition, we see apostles to the church. And so I just wanted to bring out some of a few of the distinctions and just bring a few things to note, because if we make a list, and I fooled around a little bit with the list, but we see that there's really only two people that overlap in our list of the apostles to Israel, the 12, and then the apostles that we have after the initial transition to the church, and that would be Peter and John. And so I wanted to comment on that, because I think sometimes when we consider James, and we know James was a prominent apostle, and you see that he was a prominent figure in Acts chapter 15 and the council at Jerusalem. And he wrote an epistle to the church. That's not the same James that we have in our list that we have in Mark. That's James, who would be the Lord's half-brother. And so that's interesting. And so when you understand that, also when you think of Jude isn't the Judas that we, not Judas Iscariot, but we have another Judas in our lists of the 12 apostles that Christ chose out from his disciples, and he sent out to herald the kingdom from the heavens. And so just a few things that I want to show you so you can see that, and so you can kind of keep that in mind when you're going through Scripture. But let's go ahead and turn back to Mark chapter 3, and we'll pick up. We're going to have to do a little review. I don't like to come back and do the last part of a message that was over 3 weeks ago. But that's the way it kind of fell. So as we go back into Mark chapter 3, let's pick up in verse 13 and just read down through here. And he here is Jesus. He goes up into a mountain and calls unto him whom he would. And they came unto him. And he... The King James is ordained. He just made 12. And so here we have the 12 that he's going to choose out from his disciples. And then we see here in verse 14 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, to herald, and to have power. It's just a word for authority, the authority to heal sickness and to cast out demons. And then our 3:16 verse in Mark is a nice short one, and I could have had a nice short message if I would have just stayed in this verse, but we expanded out the context. And Simon, he surnamed Peter. And so it just literally says that he added, your interlinear would say he added, but it's just he placed upon a name on Simon, and that name was Peter, or Petros, Petron. And so here he added the name, and we're going to see in our list here now, if we compare these lists with others, that they are the same individuals in the list, but sometimes a different name might be used. And so now we're going to see the names here. And Simon, who he placed the name of Peter on, he's the first in all of these lists, but as we talked about last time, it doesn't make him the Pope, and we went to a couple verses and showed that. So let's continue on in verse 17. And James, the son, you'll see an ellipsis filled in here, the son, and it's so you don't have that in the Greek, but you have it in the grammar. So it's kind of James, not the son of Zebedee, but it's the, well, that is correct. You would put the son, but just literally in the Greek, you would kind of read this as James belonging to Zebedee. And so they just went ahead and supplied son. And John, the brother of James. So here we see the two brothers. And as we commented last time, Jesus gave them a name. Boanerges, which is just sons of thunder. And so we had a little bit of fun taking a look at these two that got this nickname, sons of thunder. And so this was John, our apostle John, who wrote several epistles, and his brother James. Now, this is not this, and I'll demonstrate that here in a little bit, but this isn't the James of our Acts 15, or who wrote James, the epistle that we have in the New Testament. Now, and neither is this other James that we're going to see mentioned. And so then we have, in verse 18, we have Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus and Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot. And so when we see Judas Iscariot mentioned in the New Testament, in the Gospels, there's always a qualifier added when his name is used in Scripture. And here we see Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him. And they went into a house. And so I'm going to stop there because I want to go over to the corresponding passages in Luke and Matthew. Let's go to Luke first, though. And so in Luke chapter 6. And we're going to get a little bit more information to add to what we've already read. And we pick that up in Luke 6:12. And so here we see Jesus the night before, he chose the 12 out from his disciples. And so he had many disciples, and so he just didn't have the 12, but he's going to choose he's going to choose 12 out from a group here. And so in Luke 6:12, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12. And so here you see it was of them he chose the 12. He could have chose more. And whom he also named apostles. Now, last time we mentioned apostles, it just literally means sent out ones. And so the verb, the verbal or the root of this word used in a verb just means to send out. So apostles are just literally sent out ones. So here you see he's chosen, and it is the word he just out chose from them 12 from his disciples. This is literally what it says in the Greek, and he named them apostles. And now we get the list here in Luke: Simon, whom he named, or also named Peter, and Andrew his brother. So here we get the added information that Andrew's Peter's brother. And James and John, and we know that they were brothers. And so John, our apostle, and James, these were the sons of thunder. They were brothers. And Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes, and Judas. Now here, if you have the King James, we want to correct this, because the King James adds here, in Judas, the brother of James. And so by doing that, they would, this would almost steer you to think that Judas, who we know from the book of Jude, that tells us in Jude 1:1 that he was the brother of James. It's interesting, he doesn't tell us there that he's the brother of the Lord, but he mentions his relationship to James, the author of the epistle titled James. So if you accept the King James ellipsis here, the brother of James, it's going to lead you to some false conclusions. And this is just a grammatical thing. It's the same thing we had previously. This is just Judas belonging to James. And so this is Judas, just I would translate it this, or if you wanted to add the ellipsis, the son of James. Now, many other translations, I believe the New American Standard corrects this. Many other translations do correct this. They make this change. But you won't have that correction in your King James. And so I just point that out because I'm reading from the King James. And if you have a King James, you might want to change that. And then we also have here, and Judas Iscariot, which was the traitor. And so we'll just we'll stop there. Now let's go over to our next list, and that's in Matthew. In Matthew chapter 10. And so we'll pick up in 10:1 in Matthew. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who was called Peter. And Andrew, his brother. James, the son of Zebedee. And John, his brother. And so here we get even more information on James and John. The son here, which they provide, it's just that grammatical with the genitive, you have James belonging to, or translated ablative, I suppose, from Zebedee and John, his brother. In verse 3, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican. And so here we see this is Matthew, the tax collector, the tax gatherer. And so we get some information on Matthew here. And James, the son of Alphaeus, and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus. And so we get some more information on Thaddeus, who had another name. And then Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Now in verse 5, we're going to see the verbal root, or the root for apostle, used in a verb, and it just means to sent out. These 12 Jesus sent forth, and commanded them, saying, go not unto the, just not the way, but any way, it's anarthrist, any way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. So he's sending him forth here, and it's not into any way of the Gentiles or any city of the Samaritans. But go rather into to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach. And this is our word for herald. And so they're to herald, proclaim, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so here you see that they're being sent forth as apostles, as sent out ones, to the house of Israel, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and they're to herald that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, we had one other list that we looked at, And that was over in Acts. And that was in Acts chapter 1 and verse 13. Now in this list, we don't have Judas Iscariot. So let's go ahead and go to Acts chapter 1. Just before we go to 13, where we have the list here of the 12 minus the 1, is let's go ahead and back up. Let's just pick up in verse 1 in Acts 1. Because it's interesting to see here the 11. And this is Jesus before his final ascension. And here we have Luke writing. It says, "The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Spirit had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passions by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise from the Father, which says he, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized in water, but you shall be baptized by the Holy Spirit not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" It's interesting. You see where their thoughts are. It's still on the kingdom of Israel. "And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times for the seasons, or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses." And so here we see there are going to be witnesses concerning both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. And then we see that this is his final ascension. "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight." And so let me go ahead now, and I'm just going to skip on up to verse 13. And so here we have the list of the 11 minus Judas Iscariot. And so we have the 12 minus Judas. "And when they come, and when they were come in, they went up into the upper room where abode both Peter and James." And so here, Peter and James, "and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas." And so here in the King James, Judas, not the brother of James, but this would be Judas, probably the son, or from James, or belonging to James. So I don't make this James and Jude, the half-brothers of the Lord here. And so I'm going to show you that a little later. And so so we have no Judas here. And so no Judas Iscariot. Now Jesus did, as we mentioned the last time we were in this context, Jesus did choose the 12. He did choose the 12. And so I want to, from here, we want to go to John. And we just want to put this together. We didn't quite put this together last time. And so I want to do that today. And so in John chapter 6, and let's pick up in verse 65. And this is Jesus. "And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of," just literally, "out from," as the source, "my Father." So out from my Father, verse 66. "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a demon? And the King James is just devil, a demon. Now in verse 71, we get John's commentary. He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Now, last time, we went to John chapter 17. So let's go to John 17 here in the Lord's communication to the Father. And let's pick up in verse 12 here. Let's see. And yeah, 17:12. And this is in the middle of his communication with the Father, Jesus. He says, While I was with them in the world, I kept them by thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but, or just except, the son of perdition, just the word ruin, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And so I think this is fairly close to where we left off. Now I want to kind of pick up here. So we want to go back into Acts now. And there's a number of scripture that could be attributed to Judas's act back in the Old Testament and Psalms. But there's one in particular that Christ mentioned himself. And so I want to go to that one in particular, but let's go back to Acts chapter 1 first. And we want to pick up, we left off in verse 13. And so let's go ahead and pick up in verse 14 here. And I'm just going to read a couple verses down through at least 16. Now, in this context, in this rest of the chapter, in chapter 1 of Acts, we have the choice of Matthias to replace Judas. And so in the very last verse, you see, I don't know if I'll read all of this, but you can see in the last verse of chapter 1 of Acts, and they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. So that's the context we're in. But I want to back up to verse 14. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And so here, I want to point out that this would include James and Jude. They're here on the day of Pentecost, but they're not numbered as part of the 12. And so I'm going to show you that here in a few minutes. Verse 15, In those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, The numbers of names together were about 120. Verse 16, Men and brethren, the scripture must needs to have been fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit, not by but through the mouth of David, spoke before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us, this is speaking of Judas Iscariot, and had obtained part of the ministry. Verse 18, Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all of his bowels gushed out. And so I want to go back and I want to take you to the book of Psalms, and we want to go to chapter 41 and verse 9. And it says, which the Holy Spirit in Acts 1:16, I'm just going to read that again before I read Psalm 41:9. Men and brethren, the scripture must needs has been fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through the mouth of David. Now David is the one who co-authored the book of many of the Psalms. And before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. Now in Psalm 41, verse 9, I'm just going to read the King James here. It says, yea, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Now, there were other places that we could go that seem to be references or inferences to Judas Iscariot. But the reason I took you to this particular verse is because I now want you to turn to John. Let's go back to John, and I want you to go to the 13th chapter in verse 18. So in John 13:18, it says, I speak not of you all. He says, I know whom I have chosen. So this is John 13, chapter 13, verse 18. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth the bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. And so here you see a direct reference to Psalm 41. In verse 9. And so this is what I wanted to show here. And so we do have Jesus choosing Judas Iscariot as one of the 12. And but he did know. Now I wanted to show you the list because it's interesting if we consider the apostles that we have in Scripture. And it's with some hesitancy that I'm going to hand this out because I was having printer problems. I've been having printer problems. And my printer is, it's decided to give me a lot of trouble. So I printed these out. I was able to pick out a few that came out okay. I didn't go back and finalize this, so this is kind of a rough draft, and I don't know if I have enough for everyone, but I do have some copies, and so I want to just, it'd be easier, I think, for me to illustrate a few things if we do this.
Yeah, we just took on
this. Sure, yeah. My word, whatever will. Let me see if I have Dale's got a photographic memory. I don't know if I have some other poor copies. Let me see if I brought any. I'm sorry, that's all I have. It's not vital that you have to have this list. And okay. All I really want to show you, so the list isn't really important. If you don't have the list, all it really is taking our four lists that we have the 12 apostles listed. In Acts 1:13, we only have 11. And so you can see those side by side in the order that they were written. And so you can see we have Peter, he's the first in each of the lists. We have And then it changes. In Matthew, we have Andrew, and then we have the added information that Andrew's Peter's brother. You have that in Luke also. But the order changes a little bit in each of the lists. But I wanted just you to see, and I just did this for myself, basically. This wasn't really intended to be used for teaching. It was kind of for myself. But you see that the lists match up. And so we have Philip, we have John, the order's a little different, Thomas. Then we have James, the son of Alphaeus. And so there's two James in the list. And then we have, in Matthew, you have this Levius, surnamed Thaddeus. And then we have Thaddeus named in Mark. But we don't have Thaddeus named over in Luke or Acts. And so this Thaddeus, I believe, would be the Judas that we have that's not Iscariot, that's listed in Luke and Acts. And so, now, it's not unusual for this to happen. People had different names. And so depending on the author, different names were used. And I can show you this, I believe, pretty quickly. But let's go to, I want to show you something about Matthew. So let's go to Matthew 9:9. I'm just going to show you here quickly. So there's no contradiction here in the list, is basically the main point. But if you go to Matthew 9:9, and Jesus passed forth from thence, and he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he says unto him, follow me. And he arose and he followed him. Now, if we look over at the corresponding passage to this one in Luke, let's go to Luke chapter 5. And in Luke 5, we'll pick up in 27. So we're going to see this is the same reference to the same incident. But here, Luke doesn't record him as Matthew. He records him as Levi. And so, and after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. And he left all, rose up, and he followed him. And Levi made him a great feast. And so this is the same person. So I just wanted you to see that there's no contradiction, but sometimes the name used to describe the same person is different. And so this is what I believe we have in our list between Thaddeus, who is also surnamed Levius, and he's also Judas, the son of James, that we have in Luke and Acts. That's the only name that's different. So I wanted to show you that. Now, I mentioned that and I mentioned to you that let's see, did I forget when I'm going to close this? Just a second. Here we go. That James and Jude of the New Testament epistles are not the same James and Jude that are in our list as the apostles to the lost sheep of Israel here. So I just want to show you that. Now, the easiest way I can do that is let's go back to Jude, because I mentioned in Jude 1:1 that Jude tells us he's the brother of James. So we can see here that they're brothers. And so then, which is kind of interesting of Jude to do that, because as the half-brother of Jesus, you would think that that he would mention that. And Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James. So here you see that Jude and James are brothers. To them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Now, If we go back to Matthew chapter 13 and verse 55, we're going to have a list in Matthew 13:55 of Jesus' brothers, which would really be his half-brothers. And so Matthew 13:55. And so let's pick up in verse 54. And when he had come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, "Whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works?" And so now in Matthew 13:55, we read, "Is this not the carpenter's son?" And so they're relating to the language of appearance here. "Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren, James," and it says Joseph, but this would just be Joseph, "James and Joseph and Simon and Judas." And so here we see the Lord's half-brothers. And so you see James and Judas or Jude here. And so these are his brothers. And we also see his sisters. So we have Jude and James here. And they're brothers. And we made the connection from Jude 1 that James was his brother. And so I believe we're speaking about the same people here. Now, I mentioned that that these aren't the same that are in our lists in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Acts. And when we go back to John, we see something about Jesus's half-brother is that they did not believe until the very end. And so they were not appointed apostles with these original 12. So let's go back to John in chapter 7, and we can see this. So this is just something I found was interesting. It's sometimes we get into the New Testament and we run across these familiar names and we can kind of make similarity identity. And so I'm just drawing out some distinctions, and it just kind of helps to see some of these things, I think. And so in John chapter 7, and let's just pick up in verse 1, it says, "After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand." And he says here, "And his brethren," just literally his brothers here, "his brothers therefore said unto him," and so we just read who his brothers were, I believe this would also include Jude and James, "Depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou hast doest." So it's interesting, we're going to kind of see here that his half-brothers, they were, you might say, a little bit embarrassed of him. He was kind of seen as maybe the odd one in the family. And so they're kind of trying to protect themselves, it appears. They're trying to protect themselves from any scenes or being embarrassed. And so in verse 4 it says, "There is no man that does anything in secret, for he himself seeks to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world." So they're saying, "Well, go here instead of here. Go do this stuff over here. It'll still be known, and you know, we won't be embarrassed." It's kind of the idea. Now in verse 5, we get some further commentary. It says, "For neither did his brethren," just his brothers, "believe in him." And so, and it's stated in an imperfect. And so it has the idea, for even his brothers were continually not believing in him up to this point. So they witnessed a lot of things, but up to this point, they didn't believe him to be the Son of God. And so it's interesting when you see that. So the James and the Judas, not Iscariot, but the other Judas, who was also named, called Thaddeus and Lebbeus, these aren't the Lord's brothers in the apostles to Israel. Now, if we go back into Mark, we left off in Mark in chapter 3, and I just want to show you one other thing we see in Mark 3. We see his family, that his brothers, they thought Jesus was a little bit off. And so we left off in verse 19. So we have our list of the 12 up through verse 19 in Mark 3. Now, in verse 20, let's just pick up in 20 and we'll read 21. And the multitude comes together again so that they could not so much as eat bread. So here that Jesus and his 12, they're so busy that they're not eating. And when his friends, now this word for friends, this has the idea of his family, those that are related to him, those that were alongside of him, meaning his family. And when his family heard of it, they went out to lay hold of him. For they said, he is beside himself. He's outside of himself. In other words, he's lost his mind. Yeah, he's a little fanatical, but he's just a little bit out of his mind. So here you see his family involved, I think again, in their unbelief, thinking he was just a little bit off, little different. And so I bring that up because the James and the Jude, his brothers, they didn't believe though up until the end. Now we do have them there. They were present the day of Pentecost, but they weren't part of the name 12. So now let's talk just briefly about the two James that we do have in our list. Who are these guys? Well, we talked last time, James, the brother of John. And so you see, we learned that in the Matthew list. James, the brother of John, the Apostle John, the apostle who wrote the book of John, the epistle of 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. He had a brother, James. And the two of them, the Lord gave the nickname Sons of Thunder. And I like that, Sons of Thunder. Well, what happened to this James? Well, if we turn over to Acts chapter 12, we'll see what happened to this James, the brother of Apostle John, in Acts chapter 12. And about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. So that's Acts 12:2. And so in Acts 12:2, we find out how James, the brother of John, met the end of his physical life here on earth. And it was by the hand over here we see Herod. Now, it's interesting when you look at Herod. Here you get an idea of how political power corrupts. What does it do to Herod? Let's just continue on. I just can't resist this for a second. And because he saw it pleased the Jews. Here is a politician, if I ever saw one. Because he saw it pleased the Jews, Herod, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Hey, this is good, and I get adulation and votes. I can take it further. That sounds like a politician. Then were the days of unleavened bread, and then we go on here, and Peter's going to be imprisoned, and then you have the miraculous release of Peter from his imprisonment by an angel of the Lord. And so here we see that our James in our list, the brother of John was killed at the hand. And so that takes him out of from being the James of Acts 15. The James of the Epistle of James. So I wanted you to see that. Because I think it's a minor distinction. I'm not trying to make a major out of these things, but it's kind of fun to see in Scripture. Now, what about our other James? Because we have another, the other James, and he's always mentioned as the son of Alphaeus. And so I don't know how this James met his end, but I do want to show you just from Scripture that he wasn't James, the brother of the Lord. And so let's go back into Mark, into chapter 15. And let's see, I'm going to bring you to verse 40. And so here, we're going to see this woman here is involved in the burial of Jesus and in the witnessing of the empty tomb. And this woman, her name is Mary, and this is distinguished here from the Mary, the son of the Lord, the mother of the Lord, and Mary Magdalene. And so in Mark 15:40. There were also women looking on afar off. Among them was Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the Less. And so here we see this James the Less. And so some would refer to the two James as one as James the Greater, although I don't have him ever called James the Greater. But here we have, I believe, our other James referred to as James the Less. And it's just the Greek word mikron. James the Little. And so I believe in the 12, he was given a name to distinguish him from James, one of the sons of thunder. So we had James, the sons of thunder, and we have micro James. James the Micron. Now, when I was young, I was involved in a lot of athletic activities. Many times, I'm usually the smallest guy on the team. And I give a lot of nicknames, and I usually give the big guys nicknames. And that's my preference, is to give the guys the big guys the nicknames, especially if you had two guys with the same name. You call one, you know, you have the two Macs on the team, you call one guy Big Mac, and the other guy's just Mac. Right? But here, you give the little guy. This is little James. He got the nickname James, or the Less. That's how he was distinguished. And we see here Mary was his mother. And he also had a brother. And here we see she was the mother of James, the Less, and Joseph, and Salome. And so you see that in verse 40. And so she continues to be distinguished by the kids that she had. And so you see over in 16:1, we'll just skip there. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And so this here is the context of discovering the empty tomb. And so I believe this would be a reference to our James, our second James, James the son of Alphaeus. But here you can see that this James was not the sibling of the Lord. And so I just wanted to show that from Scripture. Now, we won't have time, but this list is... I went ahead and I'll just comment on the list. I'm sorry I don't have a copy for everyone. I had printer problems. I was a little reluctant to even hand this out, because if you look at the Apostles to the Church, I put Luke down and I put a question mark there. I don't have a verse that say would allow me to say Luke was an actual apostle to the church. Yes, he wrote scripture, but he could have wrote scripture under the auspices of Paul's apostleship. So I don't have that one verse I need. And so in my final list, I actually, I think in that rough draft list, did I put two question marks by Luke? I think I did. And then I have a question there by Titus. But many of the others, we have verses that we can go to. And so you see we have Paul, Barnabas, Peter, John, James, Timothy, Silas, Jude, Andronicus, and Junia. And so I only have one verse of those two. We don't know much about these guys. But let's go ahead, because you might not even remember that those names are in Scripture. But if you go to Romans chapter 16 and verse 7, and here Paul says, "Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen." And so these were relatives, and my fellow prisoners who are of note among the apostles who also were in Christ before me. And so here I believe we have two people that are listed as apostles, but we don't have any more information on these guys other than this one verse. So I went ahead and I have them in the list. But it's interesting. When you look at the list, there's only two. Now that we've made the distinction between the James and Jude, that these are different than on the two lists. The only two that overlap are Peter and John. And so, it's not a major point, but it's just interesting to note, and I think it's kind of nice. I think it's easy if you're not shown that, particularly about James, you can kind of lose track of which James. Who are we talking about? And so I really wanted to make that distinction. This list is just kind of for fun. You can just recycle it if you want. Again, this is just kind of for my own study. I did this and just went after the apostles and wanted to compare the lists. And so I think we'll just go ahead and end there. And Lord willing, next week we'll move into the context of Luke 3:16. And so we get back into the context dealing with John the Baptizer. Father, we're grateful for the day, thankful that we can be together in your word, and just thankful for the things that you're accomplishing and the things that that you do for us and the things you do through us when we apply those things that are part of our salvation. And as we move into this week, Father, we just remember the saints that are traveling. We have a group here from Springfield, and we just remember them. We ask for safe travel for them. And we remember Darlene as she travels back here, Lord willing, from Florida. We just pray for safe travel for her. And Father, as we think of Thursday, we're just thankful for the opportunity to be a part of the memorial for Wayne. And we just remember those family and friends of his and the need of many for salvation. And so we just thank you for that opportunity that's before us. And we just look forward to the things that you'll accomplish. And we just thank you in Christ's name. Amen.